God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. And by now, you should have already received your ebook from me, The 7 Deadly Mistakes. I want you to stay tuned. Keep an eye on your inbox and or by phone. I'll keep you up to date when we're going to start our four-week teleconference concerning the book to give you deeper depths and greater revelation. The Lord says unto thee that he says, don't fall into jealousy. Because that's a trick of the enemy, and that's how he would try to bring an attack. And yet God says, don't place too much importance on friendships, because they can be troublesome, saith the Lord of hosts. You're going to begin to find that the Lord says, begin to build your faith. Build your faith. And out of this, you're going to come into a season of greater confidence. For the Lord says the enemy will try to attack you in the area of whining. He will try to attack in the area of gossip. And yet the Lord says that you must not allow the words of others to bring you down or to disturb you when you get caught up in the gossip. For the Lord says, do not take on a defeated nature or cause yourself to become withdrawn. And yet God says, information and communication is where the attack will come. And so the Lord says, in that, you got to watch what you hear and make the discerning decision on what you're going to believe in all that you hear, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For the Lord says unto thee that the enemy will also try to attack in the area of moodiness. He will try to attack in the area where you can end up wasting your time on trivial matters. He will try to attack you in the area of self-indulgence. He would try to attack in the areas of feelings of depression or self-pity. And yet God says unto thee that you must stay focused and not allow these things to happen. Another area that the enemy would try to attack you in, and these are just the plans of the enemy to try to break your focus. And so you want to use wisdom in that. One another area that the enemy would try to attack you in would be nervousness or paranoia. And you must stay focused that you do not allow these things to have their place in you. And lastly, the enemy will try to attack you again in the area where you're wasting time and too much socializing and just around people, and that are just wasting your time. I want you to begin to prepare your heart and listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
Sister Gail. God bless you, Sister Gail. I hear the word of the Lord saying justice. God says that there's going to be some sort of provisions that's going to be made in a situation or for a situation. I'm hearing God say for you to begin to prepare yourself. I see you signing some papers, and God says for you to double check everything and also seek legal advice. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Gail. I just hear God saying, to be mindful of the documents and things that you're going to be signing in this season. See God bringing forth a greater consciousness in you. He's going to give you the eagle's eye in this season, so you will be able to discern the people and the situations that are around you. That is going to be a blessing for you. The discernment is going to be a blessing for you. So God says, get ready and prepare, and that's the word of the Lord.
Sister Gail, I heard the word of the Lord for you saying, I don't know that there's a ceremony or a function that you are about to encounter that you'll be key in something that you're doing in the future. So God says yes, but there's a hidden blessing even in your presentation and even in your attending, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, my sister. The word of the Lord is for you tonight is to take care of your body. The Lord is saying that you need to prepare yourself in eating different foods and walking a little bit more, that you need to be healthier, that God wants to help you in your breathing. And God is saying to take it easy, take some rest, relax yourself, and go out in the water and just talk to God. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Gail. I heard the word of the Lord saying new opportunities and new challenges. For Father God says, this is the season where he's waiting to see what you're going to call it. For Father God says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And Father God says, speak life and not death to your situation. Father God says, be positive, be optimistic. And Father God says, success is your portion. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you once again, Sister Carolyn, for the seed of $52. The Lord says you're going to grow in wisdom and in knowledge and understanding. And God says, I will lead you as you are obedient and being led by the Holy Ghost. I'm going to cause you to come into a season of wisdom. And with the wisdom, you'll make wise decisions over the next 3 to 6 months. Decisions that will cause you to prosper. For I am the Lord thy God that giveth thee strength, saith the Lord of hosts. And as you rise up in me and stay in my presence, woman of God, the Lord says you're going to step into a season of power, a season of authority, a season of ambition, a season of abundance, a season of strength. For I am the Lord thy God Almighty, and I will cause you to rise up. So I equip thee in this season. I equip thee. For you will see that your gifts shall make room for thee. For there is truly a calling that is upon your life, and I will make you my voice piece, and I will use you to speak unto my people. So guard yourself, guard your strengths. Protect your strengths. And build the areas that you may be weak in. For the Lord says, I will touch thine shoulders, I will touch the lungs in this season. You will speak my word, and you will be my voice piece. And I will make you fishers of men and women, for your voice shall be heard through the nations. God bless you for the miracle seed.